Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood, what's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hi, welcome to Friday Night Hollywood Connections. While you're driving, you're wondering what Hollywood Connections is all about. We're here to get you connected in show business. And we have so many connections, film, TV, producers, agents, casting directors, and so much more. And Lisa V, co-host.
Hi, how's everybody doing this evening? I hope you're having a safe drive back home or wherever you're going, whether it be home or to work. Some people's Fridays are Mondays, but that's okay.
That's right. So before we start out, we have to say, hey, you were on an ABC commercial today.
I was. That's what's funny is it took about 30 minutes because the dog didn't want to cooperate. And what everybody says is, you know, children and dogs are the hardest to work with when you do commercials. But it was funny because I'm standing there and I said, oh, you know, what is this for? And she says, it's for the United Healthcare System. I said, oh, that's funny. I don't have health insurance. So that might be even funnier. Like, I don't have health insurance, but yet I'm doing a commercial for health insurance. And she was explaining that it had been a while since she had had, you know, and was trying to work on it. It's been about a year. And she said she didn't have an idea, and she wanted to show things, you know, that women go through health-wise, but she didn't want to show, like, the typical doctor's office and mammograms and stuff like that. She wanted to show active ladies of all different ethnic backgrounds. And I was walking a dog in the Tampa water.
This has happened because she's on Hollywood Connections.
Yes, and Facebook. She actually went to my Facebook page and just started, like, that's why I have it public, is that way people can look at it. And she's like, hey, would you be interested in doing this? And it was funny. I said, well, do I get paid? Do I bring a W, whatever? She said, yes, as soon as ABC pays me. I said, the ABC? She said, yes. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's like a big network. So yeah, that's going to be cool when it's done.
Yeah. And then you were on HSN, you did something else, and then you were in a movie.
Yes.
Because this is what Hollywood Connections does. This is what I do. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really Hollywood Connections, but you know, it's got to open the doors of opportunity, but it's what you do with your talent as well. You know, Chrissy, also we have, we did a reality show audition.
You gotta watch it on YouTube. It's
well,
hilarious.
That's another one, but yes, I will start with that one first. If you go to YouTube and put in Grandma Chrissy Uncensored, okay, Grandma
it's definitely Chrissy. Not PG-13, so you definitely want to do a NC set. No,
and I want to thank this amazing woman. We're going to come and say hello first. We're going to come back to you, tell everybody your name.
Hi, this is Eris.
That's right. So Eris told me, get your camera out, start shooting now. And I went, what? The way she looked at me was like, run to my soul. I'm like, okay. And it's already had 170-something hits. And then we went to Sue's Farm. Say hi.
Hey.
Actually, she's got a stable. We're going to come back to her. And then we did a farm episode of Grandma Chrissy Uncensored. So please subscribe to the YouTube channel. I started a new one. I only have 50 up there. But if you subscribe, we can go live on YouTube and get more recognition on YouTube as well. But here's the thing. We have a casting that's coming up for 55 and over. And if you're having fun with your life and you are doing the fun things that you want to do, let me know and get in touch with me at 727-871-7788 because this is your opportunity. It's a production company out of LA and Chrissy audition, I audition. I know Renee audition. You can't because you're too young. Lisa.
She always thought I was the same age as her. I'm like, excuse me, I'm 49. I don't even qualify for the McDonald's coffee yet. I do qualify for the 10% discount at 49 and and older at Ross Dress for Less, and trust me, I do use it.
Good. Well, they didn't give us our Dunkin' Donuts the other day, which I didn't need it anyways, because I'm like, no bread, no donuts, no nothing, all that right. good stuff. So in the meantime, let me introduce to you, hey, Vaughn, before we start out, do you have that one little intro I told you to find for me? And remember, I just found it. Let's play this little intro, and we're going to be back. See if you can guess this old TV show. We'll be right back.
106.1 The Heat.
Hello. I'm Mr. Ed.
It's impossible.
Mr. Ed, finally on DVD.
I don't believe it.
Own the hit 60s sitcom in complete DVD sets.
Say something.
Like what? Oh, no. Brown car.
Relive the misadventures of Wilbur Post and his troublemaking sidekick, Mr. Ed.
What kind of a name is Ed for a horse?
What kind of a name is Wilbur for a man?
The thing is fantastic. I just don't understand it.
Mr. Ed.
It's bigger than both of us.
Now available on DVD.
So there's a song that we have to find. It was called, if you can find that one too, because that's a horse. Lee, you know the song.
A horse is a horse, of course, Mr. of course. Ed, and no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse. We're still looking for it. We'll look it. Okay, you found it. Thank you. We had a missing case here, so we had to find it. And Chrissy found it. So.
Yes. So I don't know if you, do you have that? Is there a song
it's
on there?
It's the theme song to Mr. Ed.
Mr. Ed. Yes. There's a reason why we're doing this, because you know Mr. Ed's not around anymore.
No.
And we have something really, really super cool.
Yes.
So do you have it? Do you have it? The theme song for Mr. Ed?
It's got to be on YouTube somewhere.
I know, I just made him find it real quick. It's
yes.
A horse is a horse, of course.
And no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Ed.
See, we don't need it anymore. We got you guys.
Ask the horse. He'll give you the answer that you need. He's always on a steady course. Talk to Mr. Ed. I'm not kidding. My grandparents watched it. And Perry Mason and all the... And then... All the soap operas.
Wait, I think we got it.
There it is.
Turn it up.
Louder.
Unless the horse is the famous Mr. Ed. Go right to the source and ask the horse. He'll give you the answer that you want.
I'm not kidding.
He's always on a steady course. Talk to Mr. Ed.
I can't make this up. See?
Hello.
I did it perfect. He just repeats it.
Who's this? Is this yours?
No, ma'am.
Why is Chrissy giving me this?
I don't know. Maybe you
that
needed
me?
It.
Oh, for me? Oh, I need lipstick.
Okay. Thank you, Chrissy.
Okay, so anyway, so...
See, I did the whole song. You didn't even need to find it, Vaughn. I did it. I could probably do it in Spanish next week, but anyways, go
yes.
ahead.
So anyways, I want to thank EJ Akato, because EJ, one day, like last week, she called me up, and then she was texting me, did you add my friend? And I was so busy, and I haven't seen her friend on my Facebook. And then her friend had sent me a request, and then we finally got in touch with each other. And I want to introduce Sue Greenberg. And Sue, actually, before we start with everything and talk about Elliot, what was your day in a life like meeting me at the 100 Business Women's event?
I felt like I was in Disney World. What an adventure.
So tell us what happened.
Well, I met you, and I guess someone didn't show up for you to be at your booth. So I volunteered to be at your booth, and I met a lot of nice people, very interesting. And just had a great time.
So,
had a lot of interviews, too, on the red carpet.
Yeah, so I told Sue, she just came to meet me, and I'm like, here, just put your information down on my table. You got the horse, you got the books. She's an author, she's a publisher. I mean, she's an amazing woman. We're going more into that. And she sat there, and then she got like 10 interviews from different radio stations, TV networks. All these people came over to interview her, and that was so amazing. And then she invited us to her ranch or her private stables. And so I was so impressed. And then tell us what we're doing with Elliot. Now, my grandson, I'm going to show the horse, and the horse, of course, but now we have to come up with an Elliot song, because Mr. Ed isn't here anymore. So you can still buy those old DVDs, but now we've got the real Elliot. We do have a real Elliot. He's dressed for Christmas. You have 8 horses, quarter horses.
Right.
And Elliot's your star.
Elliot's my star of the show, yes.
Right. So tell us about Elliot.
Well, he was born March 25th. He's a 2-year-old, and I just fell in love with him. He's just adorable. He always does a lot of funny things, makes funny faces. He pops like 7 or 8 balls, and all the kids come and see him. And I just wanted to do something fun, so I wrote a really cute book about him. A lot of adventures.
That's right. So you have two books. And, of course, my grandson loves it. You can order these books on his website. And if anybody has an idea for a horse song, we're going to have maybe a competition.
The contest for a song would be great.
Let's have you come up. I know there's a lot of songwriters out there.
Facebook songwriters right there. Come on, Douglas.
That's right.
Everybody blue.
And look at this. He's ready. He's got a new horse hat. New Kentucky Derby
Stop
hat.
Horsing around.
So anyway, so
there's a picture of Elliot too.
Yes, so she's showing to social media. We're live on YouTube, Tan Talk Radio, and these books are amazing. And what are the prices for the two books and the horse that they can order from you?
I'm doing a Christmas special for $50 for the two books and the horse.
How about, you know, when your child wakes up to have Santa have brought this to the stockings under the Christmas tree, your child, you know, I used to have a poster of a horse, mm-hmm. and I wanted one so bad, and then I got one later, which was a pink colt, and it was untrained, and I was pregnant, of course, and my ex-husband at the time was like, why did you buy a horse and you can't train it? And I had to let Poco Sam go, but, you know, I get to ride at the stables. There's another stable that we got to go riding. And do
I
a story.
Can ride.
You can ride. Do you want to go next week?
Sure.
Yes. It's up in Plant City over there. So
that sounds great. That sounds perfect.
Yes, we're a cowboy hats and go trail riding.
Yeah.
So
perfect.
Anyways, with this book that you have, which I'm so impressed. You were just in the Beach Beacon today.
Yes, they wrote an article about me and Elliot.
Yes. So God is just really opening doors fast for you. Are your tennis shoes on? Are you ready for this?
That's a really nice picture. Let me make sure that people online could see that. So we've got some cameras over that here. Stephen, you're the...
Yes.
There we go.
And this is my favorite picture of Elliot. He's always a little character. He always tries to...
So what I like is, you know, it's hard to get kids to brush their teeth and, you know, wash their hair and all this good stuff. So tell us in the book what happens with Elliot. Those are real pictures of Elliot.
These are real pictures of Elliot. He does a lot of cute things, like he sticks his tongue out, he plays baseball, goes on the trampoline, brushes his teeth, and a lot of times it inspires children to do the same thing. And one of my little rhymes was saying, Elliot calls his mom a super mom, and one of the moms calls me and says, oh, thank you, now I'm a super mom. I said, what do you mean? Well, my son calls me a super mom because Elliot calls his mom a super mom, and she's like, thank you, I'm the new super mom in town.
Wow. Well, you know, she rides quarter horses, of course, and your father was race.
My dad had race horses.
Amazing.
Right. He passed away, though.
I gotcha. So you're in the horse land. And you know, what's so great is it's some therapy. When I brought my grandson over, mm-hmm. and he was going through something, of course, in his life, and he came home, and he's hugging, and he's talking about Elliot.
Smiled.
Smiling, and, you know, he sat in the tack room and ate chips. So it was all good. And what I liked is Elliot lost two front teeth.
Yes.
I saw that.
He likes to show it off.
You're going to see Elliot on Monday.
Yes. I'm going to meet Elliot.
And what's happening on Monday? Can we give the little hint yet, or can't we say anything
I'm just having some of the my homeschool children coming over, and some of my 4-H kids are coming, and some of the Girl Scouts, and they're all going to have like a reunion with Elliot because he's 2.5 now, and they've seen him grow up, and they just want to come and have like a special day with Elliot.
Nice.
So Monday's going to be a special day with him.
Oh, good. Lisa will do some interviews and talk to everybody and get some testimonies, because I'll be on a set on Monday. And what's so great, we can't tell you, but there's something else that's happening that day. But we'll kind of wait till Monday, and we'll talk about it next Friday, which is great. So what is your website where they can go to and see?
It's elliotshorsetails.com, and you spell it ELLIOTTS, horse, tails, like TAILS.com.
Perfect. So I have no idea what Chrissy was shouting out there.
I'll text her.
Yes, we need to text. I have no idea. She's like telling me, and I'm like, I can't hear.
Thank God.
Do you want to show a couple of pictures?
Yes, we're going to show pictures. And again, remember, I told you, grab a Chrissy Uncensored. I have no idea. Text Lisa here, and we're trying to find out. We're juggling a couple of things. So you can see the book. It's so cute. It's so adorable. But you also have something really exciting coming up, a benefit that you're doing.
Yes, January 8th, I'm going to have a benefit. It's going to be at one of the restaurants, Quaker Steak and Lube, 6 to 10 o'clock, and we're going to take all the money we raise and we're going to go to All Children's Hospital.
I'm listening. I know what Chrissy's doing out there.
Hold on, what's up? Chrissy, you might as well come in. Where is the poster that you gave me?
So there's a poster coming up. We're live on the air, 106.1 FM.
The most exciting radio.
Grab a Chrissy Uncensored, and please watch the video.
Chrissy's confused me.
Okay, it's all right. We'll start over. And action.
Action. Okay, so we got Chrissy's message. All right, so anyways, so tell us what's happening with the benefit.
Okay, it's going to be a fundraiser on January 8th at Quaker Steak and Lube restaurant from 6 to 10. They're making fun of me. I'm going to be
no, I'm not. Chrissy.
She forgets her, you know, she just... She doesn't care.
Chrissy says what she wants to say, but yeah, not on the air. She's in the sound booth. Yeah. That's why it's a sound booth.
Chrissy's going to come do stalls tomorrow all day long, all eight of them. This is going to be Chrissy. Her and I did
a... I can't breathe.
Yeah, Chrissy's going to get her butt over there tomorrow.
Chrissy and said, you're chasing her with a whip.
Chased her with a whip, made her trot. Yeah. She
thank
was
you,
making
Sue,
me laugh.
For laying the law down. Thank yeah. you.
That, I'm dying laughing.
So, okay, this is unscripted, as you know. So, anyways, tell us about the benefit, where they can go to and help you with what you're doing.
Okay, we're going to have a benefit.
Take three.
Thanks. One, two, three. I'm also a 4-H leader, and on January 8th, from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock at night, we're going to have a fundraiser, going to raise money for All Children's Hospital, and all the money we raise, I'm going to take the books and the plushes and bring it to All Children's Hospital. So every sick kid on Valentine's Day will have an Elliot book and plush.
That's awesome. Yes, Chrissy's shouting.
She's still going. Yay, she's clapping.
You just have Chrissy call in.
Yeah, and, Chrissy, will you just call in? Just
it's
call in.
To call
just
try to yell through here. Just, that way we'll just hear call in.
Wait, Dawn, did you bring the duct tape today?
Before we go to Chrissy, I've got some information I want to show out. So let's go to the shout outs with the kids from West Shore Elementary, and we're going to come back to you. And then I also did a quick interview with some of the kids that we have that you got to interview after you did the West Shore Elementary School, which I love that school. It's so
old. It was
old.
So cute. It was the
Great American
teaching.
Yes, the Great American teaching. So we're going to come back in just a minute with Chrissy, but let's go to, maybe not. Maybe she's on the air with she's calling in. All right, let's put her on.
Okay, you're on.
You're live.
Live on six stations.
Okay, we're live. No, who's she trying to call? She's knocking on the window.
We need the camera going the other direction.
727-441-3000. Once again, 727.
I feel like I'm at a zoo watching a bear.
There she is.
Chrissy. Yes, go ahead. You're live on the air. Grandma Chrissy Uncensored on YouTube. Yes, go ahead, Chrissy. Yes. What's your question?
Yes, what's your question? She can't even breathe.
What do you want to know?
Well, obviously, it's already done and out and over with, and we'll talk, I guess, after the show. Yes, you had to come ask about the poster at that.
She's like the Grand Canyon. It's echoing. It's going on.
Soul Circus Cowboys is playing at her ranch.
No. I'm sorry. Benefit.
At the benefit, which is January 8th.
Quaker Steak and Lube.
Quaker Steak and Lube.
6 to 10.
Address.
Soul Circus Cowboys.
I'll get it right now. Hold on.
Okay. So, anyways, we were in the schools, and Chrissy behaved herself. I said, you know, no, it's going to be censored Chrissy in school. Hey, Vaughn, let's go to the shout outs with the kids. I promised them we'd play that. We're going to come back with our VIP guest in just a minute, and then we're going to come back with the interview with the kids with Elliot. Elliot's mom. Yes.
say hi. She rides Elliot.
Yes, we'll be right back. Wow. I hope you're enjoying this.
Yes.
I'm enjoying it. Thank you.
All right. Dawn Reese, 106.1 FM, and Lisa V.
106.1 FM.
The Heat. We'll be right back. Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections, 106.1 FM on Friday night at 8 to 9 p.m. Tune in as we help you get connected in show business with celebrities, producers, agents, casting directors. Who's next to be discovered? Who next to be a beauty queen reporter? Call 727-871-7788. As I'm here at West Shore Elementary School with the Tan Talk Radio Network in one of the classes of the fourth graders, and I'm finding out what their favorite talk show host is and their favorite talk show. And who is it? Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections, 106.1 FM, The Heat, Friday nights, 8 to 9 p.m. Tune in, help you get connected in show business, producers, agents, casting directors, and so much more. I'm here at the West Shore Elementary School at American Great Teaching, and I have to find out who is their favorite talk show host as well as talk show. So let's find out. Who is your favorite talk show and radio show?
Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections.
Woohoo!
Hi, I'm Dawn Reese at West Shore Elementary School for Great American Teaching, and I am trying to find out who their favorite talk show is and talk show host. So let's go and find out. And we are with Tantalk Radio Network on six stations, 3 FM, 3 AM. See us live on the Tantalk Radio Network on Friday nights on YouTube as well, and 5,000 on my Facebook. So let's ask them, what is your favorite talk show and host? Everybody clap. Yay! Hi, I'm Dawn Reese, and I am here at West Shore Elementary School, Tantalk Radio Network on six stations, 3 FM, 3 AM, 106.1 FM, The Heat, and I am actually finding out what their favorite talk show is. And what is your favorite talk show?
Hollywood Connections!
Okay. And we're back. And there's another interview that one of the kids actually, we started out with. It says Elliot. And we'll be right back. This is so cute. We want to thank West Shore Elementary School for the Great American Teaching. We had so much fun. And we'll be back. Listen to this interview. 106.1 FM, The Heat, on Friday nights at 8 to 9 p.m. on the Tantalk Radio Network. I'm so excited to have this amazing author opportunity to go to Elliot's stables, actually his private stables, and she's here at West Shore Elementary School and just did a career day with the American Teach-In. So welcome, Sue. You have some fans of Elliot.
Thank you.
And tell us what happened today.
Oh my God, I had the best time. We showed a lot of videos to Elliot. The kids all read the book and they learned a lot. So I'm going to have my two friends. What's your name?
Jillian.
And?
Preston.
Preston, Jillian and Preston. And you want to tell them what you liked about Elliot's book?
I liked how it like rhymed and it went together really well and it was telling about Elliot.
Aww.
And you like the horse?
I like how you took pictures from real life and put it into the story.
Thank you. And that was my first book I ever wrote. This is the first, and I just wrote this. It got published last month.
You guys? But where do you buy the book, Sue?
I have a website. Elliot has a website. It's elliotshorsetales.com. And you spell Elliot like E-L-L-I-O-T-T-S, horse, tails, T-A-I-L-S.com. And you can probably look at it here. Is that easier?
Yes. There we go. I'll just put a little close up. And you also have a Facebook page that you can add Elliot's Tales, I saw.
Right. I have a Facebook page, Elliot's Tales.
Perfect. We're excited to have you come back to West Shore Elementary School. And the kids are going to write something for you, right?
Yes. They're all going to write a page of Elliot. We're going to put it together and we're going to make our own children's book.
That is super cool. And so we want to thank you and stay with us for this other half hour.
Oh, I love it.
We're so excited. And you've got some great things happening over at the stables. And Lisa will be there reporting on Monday. In the meantime, you know, we met you over at the 100 Business Women's event. And you impressed me so much. And tell everyone your name.
This is Eris again.
That's right. You? And Eris, who is sitting next to you?
Stephen. Yes, Stephen came with me today. Yay. As well as the other day.
So we were talking, you said, oh, you're Dawn Reese. I've always bumped into all your reporters.
Absolutely.
So what has happened before we start out, when you bumped into my reporters, did they interview you before, or tell us how that happened?
Yeah, so to tell that story, I have to go back a little ways, because I used to be in the Tampa Bay area pretty regularly. I lived here. I was part of the community myself. And anytime I would go to a film event, a casting event, a network event, there would be someone representing the Dawn Reese brand there.
Aww.
Usually someone very small and very cute.
Yep.
And that was just, it just became like the thing that I knew about Dawn Reese before I ever met you in person. So when we were at the event and you had a table, I said, oh, okay, maybe I'll meet Dawn while she's here. And I met the lovely Sue and other constituents.
And Chrissy. And then you told me, get your camera out, start shooting. Yes, Grandma Chrissy Uncensored on YouTube.
I've been known to pick out some talent, yeah.
Yes, you did. Very much so. What impressed me so much, and did you have, you had a chance to interview Stephen,
yes.
And I interviewed
yes.
As well. And so tell us a little bit. You've got something really cool. I love how you wrote this out. She has everything for me all set. So what are some of the things that you've noticed about the arts and creative industries that led you to what you are doing now? And explain before I ask that question, what do you do?
Okay, let me start a little bit at the beginning. Right, yeah. So as I mentioned, I was in the Tampa Bay area. I was a local. I made a real home here, and the industry has been growing the things that we do creatively, the film industry has been a really solidifying and growing, and so have the other types of arts. So there's a very large pool of talent here in the Tampa Bay area. And I come from that, and I come from a background where I feel the arts and the creative industries have long needed more attention, more support, and more promotion and accessibility in the world.
Nice.
But 4 years ago, I started to travel the world. So I visited 28 countries looking at how the arts are different in other countries and what people do to support them or to squash them or to appreciate them. You know, all of these things have come to light. But my passion has always been putting the arts in the forefront. So when you ask me about the arts and creative industries and what really is not not great about them, is the fact that in many places they're considered kind of the first thing to go. When the budget goes, the arts get cut. And that's a national problem here. And it's, you know, it's something that we've seen happen in the last 10 years or so when we had recessions and things like that. I think it's the worst thing to do because the arts actually foster so much growth. They foster understanding and learning. So,
well, that's why I was at the two schools, and I asked, I said, have you had a talent show here? And they said, no, and they want us to maybe run one, Lisa.
That's wonderful, yeah. And this is what I know about Dawn Reese, is how she's always fostering the arts and fostering the young talent and fostering people who need help understanding how they can make their talent worthwhile and how they can build a career around it. And that's where we align. So,
thank you.
Yeah, so the thing about the arts and creative communities is there's such great talent. But only certain talent actually gets a chance. And one of the things that I've noticed is the starving art mentality. So maybe you've heard of it. The starving artist is kind of a romantic idea that came actually out of the romantic period. There were wealthy people who were tired and bored of their very wealthy lives. They didn't want to follow in daddy's footsteps or whatever. So they'd go off to some romantic place like Paris and try to live on the poor. But what happened was the idea perpetuated itself all the way up into the modern age, where we're now connected in such an amazing way. We have technologies that are creating connections that you can almost touch any person in the world that has an internet connection. And for artists, unique opportunities have opened up. So we've now got this great power at our fingertips, and a lot of people don't know how to use it. So I'm trying to fix that.
Well, you know, I have to say something with, I want to say the elderly, but I don't want to say the elderly because of certain ages. But there's some
mature.
Some of the people that are trying out for the 55 and over casting, I realize that they don't do Skype. They don't know how to do Skype. They only do maybe FaceTime. I know I had a couple come over to my house and try it. And the thing is, the technology, they're so used to the old ways of doing it. Or the business cards that Chrissy wants. She's like, I need hard business cards. I'm like, we have a digital business card. That's amazing.
I love mine. I'm giving it to everybody.
It's amazing. And how the technology we're talking about, and people are afraid of it. It's you take your phone, I scan it under someone else's phone when they open up a camera, and they get my scan card, and then voila. It's amazing. The technology is going so fast. So I love what you're saying.
That's just one example of the amazing technology solutions that are actually being created to fill the need for things that are now available to us. So one of the things that I've noticed is schools don't really teach this stuff. So if you go to acting school, you go to art school, you go to something kind of like the traditional fine arts, you're going to know how to do your craft.
Right.
You will know it probably inside and out. You'll probably be, you know, immersed in that. And that's fine. That's wonderful. That is absolutely something you need to do. But the piece that's missing is what happens next. And that is exactly what I'm focusing on. So I am working in the creative entrepreneurship space. And you might ask me, what does
mean? Lisa, that is your question here. So right there.
All right. What is creative entrepreneurship and why is it important?
Yeah, so that word is kind of currently kind of on the rise. Creative entrepreneurship has taken form around the idea that if you create a business or you're kind of working on your own in an endeavor in the arts or creative industries, then you are a creative entrepreneur.
Right.
Okay. Why is that important? Well, personally, I feel like people who are entrepreneurs are going to solve problems. So entrepreneurs are focused on the solving problems, but artists are very, very well positioned to solve problems because we're creative thinkers. So the first thing we've got there is a nice marriage between creativity and business, right? So businesses solve problems and creatives are really good at solving problems. So creative entrepreneurship, another feature of that is the independence that it comes with being an entrepreneur. It also provides a lot of freedom. So lifestyle freedom, you can choose how you want to run your business, where you want to go with it, or you might want to consider it a career if you're kind of creating that on your own. A lot of people may not identify with the word entrepreneur, but I consistently meet people who are kind of entrepreneurs in disguise. So they might be someone who is making comic books or doing freelance work, but they don't really think of themselves an entrepreneur. But anybody who's kind of independent and forging their own way, I would consider an entrepreneur.
So let me ask you a question. Okay, because I've worked for everybody, you know, all the modeling schools out there. And what I came up with was my own reporter's workshops. And I tested it in Phoenix. It was a hit with the young agency. I was with Marble Kids. I did their summer camp, you know, modeling, but it was more for young reporters. And then when my agent passed away, Sherry Reichard, she set together a huge workshop. She was so impressed. And so what my husband said to me, he said, do your passion, do what you love doing. And, you know, find a spot and get these kids where they're trained by you. Because I've had 6.5 years of broadcasting. You know, I went to school 5 days a week for this, you know, and the awards. So what I've done together is we have Beauty Queen reporters and reporters. And I know Lisa has been with me, and she's already, from the first red carpet. I'm like, why didn't you get that celebrity's interview? And now she has no problem. She's out there like, all right, where is that? Where are they? I'm hunting them down.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
Stalking in some states is what it's considered. No, I'm just kidding.
So my question is, you know, I mean, for what I'm trying to do, I just have to get out there and let people know. It's getting out, like when we took that artist on tour, it's getting out, getting the word out there that I have a phenomenal opportunity because all these kids are working in TV and film after they work with me.
That's great. And I think your numbers kind of speak for themselves. But if you want to grow that business, of course, there are numerous parts to running a business. And I don't want that to scare anybody out there that's that's either starting out or has never started. That's exactly what I'm here to do, is to teach you all the pieces and parts that get you where you need to be or want to be.
That's amazing. So how did you get into this? I'm going to jump to a different question. What made you want to help people like this, you know, to get to where they want to go?
Good question. I'm a lifelong artist myself. I started very early kind of showing my interest in drawing, painting, dance, music. All of those things kind of just grew into a massive love for doing something creative in the world. And unlike a lot of people, I wasn't told that I couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. So I believed that I could do it. And I just needed to find the way. So I decided that I would take my talents and figure out how to make money from them, despite what everybody might tell you. So the starving artist mentality is, you know, out the window with me. We need to crush that. And I want to crush that for anybody else out there listening who's feeling like the only way to make it is to starve for the art. I don't agree with that at all. In fact, if anything, you don't have to sell out and you don't have to lose trying to make your way. You just need to know the right path. So I got started because my passion for that was so strong, and seeing other people struggle when I was making successes for myself began to be kind of a pattern that I wanted to fix. And I want to see in the world something different. So, you know, I vision that, and that's something that I kind of hold on to, and I've been holding on to for so long that I can't ignore this.
Yeah. Wow. So advice. Let's okay. Lisa's a singer. She has been in a movie. Let me ask you this. She actually is trying to write a book for her life. She wants a film director. She's been working with some people, and they said write a synopsis. So could you give like little advice to Lisa? Like, is that kind of what I'm going towards? Like, you help different artists and talent in the industry.
I could. I don't tend to do it necessarily, say, on an individual basis generally, but there are techniques. There are types of behaviors that you'd want to look at to build your business around. First of all, you need to figure out what it is you really want to do. And the second thing is, do people want you to do that for money? Okay, so it's a real simple question, but a lot of us don't really ask, you know, what's really out there for us and how would I fit in that picture? And then there's some other steps. You're going to identify who that is, and you're going to figure out where they hang out, and you're going to start talking to them, and that can take on a lot of forms. Some of the technology we've been talking about are things like social media or ways to connect. And so you can leverage things like social media to start talking to the right people to make the business around what you want to do. And you can get their opinions. In fact, if anything, that's what you should be listening to, is what are other people saying they would love to have you do for money. Now, as a performer, I hear a lot of things about like your singing and your acting, and you said music, is that right?
Some other stuff. Writing a book.
Writing a book too, see?
Well, it has to do with our connection, because God literally connected us. You can't deny it. That's
exactly.
That's,
in church.
In church.
Like a lot of artists, you're not just, you know, following one path. And I'm the same way. I feel like I don't want to be tied down to one thing. In fact, I find it to be a strength. But it can also be difficult because the shiny object syndrome can come in, and then you know you're feeling tugged in all these different directions. Mm-hmm. And the best thing to do is to really look at the thing that kind of you're drawn to most, or figure out what the interests that you have in common, so that you can create the project that could attract the right audience to make that work for you. So.
Well, this just happened with me and the station owner and Lisa. We can't really get into it on the air, but we have some amazing specials that we're putting together mm-hmm. for the Business View show.
Yep.
And the opportunity for someone to come on and have a 25-minute interview, we're not going to get into much because right. Lola's listening. Yeah. She's going to don't give my secrets away. But we now have realized we've let some other jobs go and that we are just focusing on that as well.
God moved us in that direction. Because
right.
we were, yeah, that's this is what we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
and he says it over and over. And
well, a lot of different jobs, too, these days. You know, you're in your 50s, and they're like, you know, hiring younger 20 and 30.
Right.
Oh, can you lift 50 pounds, or can you do this? Yes, I can, but I'll sleep for 2 days.
Right. Well, you know? And then with me, it's either like I'm overqualified, because I've made a joke, like I used to own Subway, and everybody says, my gosh, you make the best sandwiches still. If I walk into any Subway, the manager's going to be like, oh, you're hired right now, because you could literally leave me by myself and I could run the store by myself. But I don't want to get back into food service.
Right.
God keeps saying you're not supposed to be doing that. If you listen, God will tell you what you're supposed
right.
to
well,
do.
Well, and that's the other thing, too, is I want to say something. We have Expedia Cruise Ship Centers of South Tampa, and I was blessed to put a little franchise into it. And I am actually, I know the owners are probably in the Bahamas on a cruise right now. We're opening a second office in Carrollwood. So I'm putting together a cruise, you know, like a Hollywood Connections cruise in March. And if someone wants a cruise, so I can do that at home, but I'm going 2 days a week at the office as soon as that office opens. So that's my passion. I was a flight attendant, so I'm like torn between two. I love the travel business, but I guess it's I like the show business, but then I step out of it, and you know that's you know the normal where people want to get deals on cruises, and I can send them all that great information. So I know you're saying focus. You know, people say, God, Dawn, you're so busy. But the cool thing is I have different reporters that are out there. I don't have to be everywhere anymore. I'll say, so-and-so, can you go there? Can you go there? And then I have a beauty queen special where I have the girls that have their own half hour. Like I say, Lisa, you're a beauty queen with me. We don't have our titles today because I'm with World Tourism.
Right.
And you are the Miss Latina reporter, international.
International reporter.
And so she has a special with me. And your special is called?
Getting Ripped with Lisa V.
That's
and,
right.
In the kitchen with Lisa V.
She cooks.
We got a whole bunch, yes.
Yes.
I just made mussels and white wine. I don't eat mussels, but Maria, my neighbor, she was just really, you know, I said, hey, do you eat mussels and fish? I said, I love to cook, but I don't eat this. And it was over pasta with fresh basil. And
you should be doing this on YouTube.
Yes, yes.
Why aren't you doing this on YouTube and uploading?
Well, the kitchen was really small.
I like
so they
to
just
eat.
See me from
I like
the
to
back.
Eat. I don't want to cook. So,
well, hey, we need to talk.
We just were brought together
yes.
by some force.
We are. I will come cook in your house. Yes, I will. We'll go live.
Oh, there, yeah. yeah. And then you make a
in
video.
In the kitchen, right. In the DA, right.
But you're also not just going live on Facebook. You need to put it up to YouTube. Like yep. somebody I just talked to today, they said, Dawn, how many hits do you have on YouTube? I said, well, I started another channel because I have so many, and I have like 60 hits on it. And they're like, you need 1,000 hits to go live on YouTube. That's when you're going to get more people in social media
right.
watching you.
My son says I'm doing it backwards. He says, Mom, you, as soon as they punch your name and you're the first one on Facebook, that's a big deal. He goes, and you have Aunt Mandy on YouTube following.
Right.
That's it. You have one follower. I'm like, all right, I'll
Chrissy's
fix
getting
it.
More hits than I am. Grandma
I
Chrissy
know.
Uncensored.
She's like 300 something.
It's probably that word.
She's screaming through the window once again. And remember, we cannot hear you with headphones on.
We cannot hear her.
I mean, we can hear her, but not exactly what she's saying. Right.
Right. Oh, dear. Here she's coming.
Oh, here she comes.
She's going around the bed.
For those of you who are watching, stirred the sleeping bear.
Oh, gee, Bruce. When Chrissy's hungry, watch out.
Yes.
Back to your concern about spreading your attentions. I think, Dawn, you're a good example.
Uh-oh.
Yes,
as good as you get. Oh, wait, Chrissy, come here, Chrissy. Come here. Wait, she's interrupting our program, but
is.
That's okay.
That's Chrissy.
So Grandma Chrissy Uncensored. So Chrissy, how does it feel to try out for a reality show that we had?
We just had a lot of fun.
I know.
We had a lot of fun.
Yes.
A lot of great people, you guys. As a matter of fact, one of the kids from Gasparilla.
Is she hitting me?
Yeah.
I got a bruise on my arm.
Pardon? The kid that from the Gasparilla.
Yes, you're talking to the microphone. We're on the air. We're on
I can't. My throat's sore.
Okay.
I'm talking too much.
Right.
Okay. Well, anyways.
I sent you the thing.
Yes, we'll look at that as well. I know we have 15 minutes left, Chrissy. So, you remember Three's Company, Chrissy? Chrissy?
Yes. Come and knock on our door. We've been waiting for you.
She's knocking on our door.
Yes. She like kicks the door in.
She kicked the door in. Yeah, so she's bringing an elf next week. She has an elf coming. Yes, to the show.
All right.
An elf for Santa.
Got it. So Santa's elf, one of his elf helpers.
Yes, yes, yes. So, okay, so let's go back. And we were talking about what opportunities do you have for people right now?
Oh, actually, that brings to mind the fact that we are doing something very special coming up. I am planning a summit. It is called the Artipreneurs Summit.
Ah.
Okay. And that's wrapped around creative entrepreneurship. Our theme is the rise of the creative entrepreneur this year. It'll be the first one that I'm doing.
Good for you.
So I'll tell you a little bit about the vision. I really want to see independent creatives who are actually making a way for themselves. Teaching others mm-hmm. their techniques and everything that they've done. And we have the support professionals who also help people who are like solopreneurs and small businesses trying to make it in there. You need some legal help. You need accounting help, those types of people. Wow. I will have those people as speakers. And the opportunity that I have for your audience right now would be, A, giving away some complimentary tickets Ooh. To this summit.
It now, you're going to be doing this online?
It is a virtual summit.
Okay.
So this should make it real easy, and we're saving the environment. We're not getting in our cars, and we're not going to go driving and parking and paying for all that, and we're not going to go and put all those emissions in the world, but we can go online and we can do that. So we're going to give away some complimentary tickets to your audience. We're also looking for some speakers. If you or someone you know is someone who has made a certain level of success with mm-hmm. their creative work, and now this means they don't have to be the typical artist. We're talking about people like filmmakers, right. fashion designers, makeup artists, crafters.
Hey, the Hacking Hollywood guys.
Oh, right. Yeah, the Jama Brothers are fabulous. Jabba,
there is so much kind of quietly wealthy talent out there.
Right.
Yes.
And I just want to make sure that we are highlighting that in the world, because the ones who are looking for their way, the people who are trying to get focused, the people who are trying to figure out where they could go with their creative work and make a living out of it mm-hmm. are going to get to benefit from all of that knowledge.
Oh, that's super exciting. So is yes. there a cost for them to join or to watch? Is it a private summit that
So this is how it'll work. We'll give away complimentary tickets to your audience. I will give a link at the end of this that they can sign up at.
Okay.
There will be an opportunity after the summit is live. It will be recorded, and we're going to have an opportunity so that you can own those recordings as long as you like.
Oh.
And that would be a paid opportunity. So, yeah, that's how it is right now.
Well, you know, what's coming to mind, you're talking about social media, and I know I have Sue here, Sue Greenberg. Greenberg. Yes, I said Greenberg, and three times. And so she's got Elliot. So, you know, remember the giraffe that we had that was having the giraffe child? You know, remember? What was her name? With the big giraffe. You know, everybody's watching live.
The baby giraffe that was born.
You know, what was her name? Everybody, come on, somebody on social media.
Sorry,
no.
I...
Okay, it was always on Facebook. It says so-and-so's live, the giraffe that had the little giraffe.
I've probably heard about it, but do not remember the name.
I,
nope.
I
help me out here, somebody. Okay, so
anybody write in the dawn and tell us when the giraffe
So I wasn't that bored watching this giraffe being born. Anyways, but what we think we should do is have something on your phone and do a stand with Elliot live at 12 o'clock, like they do over at the Dolphin Tale. You know, they say winter's live, so everyone tune in and see Elliot. Yes,
Elliot does school Monday and Friday mornings, so we can even do Elliot at school like Monday and Friday, because Chrissy came today and she watched him. Do you have a good time watching him?
She did, and she did a little live feed with her shoes off in the barn and the hay.
That is a big place to have them off.
I was like, Chrissy, I'm texting her like, where are your shoes? You're in barn land.
Because he's starting to get, we're starting to learn how to ride. Elliot's riding now, so that might be good. Elliot in school Monday and Friday.
I think so too. So let's try it, and then you just, you know, be over there, or me or Lisa will come and help you.
I love it. And Chrissy does stalls.
Oh, Chrissy does. Yes, so she made us.
She's getting her training tomorrow.
She's going to training.
Crash course.
Yes, she looked at me. She goes, so, Dawn, I need some help at the stables. And I said, oh, how fun. I love horses, except they were trying to eat my hat and my hair.
Elliot gives kisses, too.
He does give kisses. I've, there was an alligator thing over in John's Pass that you can kiss a gator, I actually brought the gator here. My last co-host was like hiding in the corner going, Dawn, don't do that to me. she was a good sport. Yeah. And so what happened was, the gator peed on me. And then the guy said, seriously, it was called Gatorade. This is a horse.
Got the same again.
That Elliot gives really soft kisses. So I'm like, okay, I'm good with that. So yes, he gave me a couple kisses. And then if you go to YouTube and put in Elliot's tail, T-A-I-L-S, you can see some of the interviews that we just did and how adorable this horse is. And I just see a whole series. I see we're trying to do a reality show. And the person that I also have in L.A., they want to have celebrities attached to this now. They said they have 20 reality shows that they're trying to sell, but now they want celebrities involved with it. So if there is somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that we can get over to the stables and do another pilot, that would be good. Now, I was a flight attendant, but, not do another pilot, but you know what I mean, because I'm happily married.
Right. Okay, moving right along, Oz. What a 641. Oh, yes. We are on six stations. We are on Tan Talk Radio 1340 as we continue.
I've been hanging out with Chrissy too much. Chrissy, see what you're doing to me?
Dawn, I will take you out tomorrow for breakfast.
Oh, yes. This is him having a bath.
After his bath. He lost his tooth. Cute. That is too cute.
Too adorable.
Oh, my gosh. He lost his two front teeth. The horse. That's priceless.
I know.
That is adorable. Children lose their teeth. That's like hilarious. Look at him. He lost it. He's smiling.
Oh,
so
there
cute.
We go. There we go. Yes. Thank you. There's the horse. You got it. And then you put it up to YouTube Live up there.
Yes, oh, right behind one, you.
Yeah. Anybody remember that giraffe? It's going to drive me up the
wall. Somebody please call in 727-441-3000 and tell us about the giraffe.
Remember, you could watch live.
Right.
And it was having a giraffe baby. And then
Are you sure it was a giraffe? Because I feel like I know it was something, but I thought it was maybe like an elephant and kept it. Maybe giraffe. I'm wrong. It was a giraffe. See, I told you. I have
baby
no idea.
Giraffe.
So
Vaughn, if you could look that up on the computer back there and say the baby giraffe on TV.
Remember that one? Yes. I can't remember. It's like going to bug me all night. Okay. So then I'll call you and say, guess what, Lisa?
No, she'll text me and message me all night so my phone goes ping. And then if I turn the notifications off, then I get none of her texts in the morning. So I have to figure this out.
So we have a big event with Christopher King tomorrow night.
Yes, we do.
I have a red carpet. We're going to be down, all of us.
So excited.
We're going to be networking. And there's a big event here in Clearwater, and it's human rights and human trafficking.
Yes.
You know, that's really sad. So if you have a child that's walking from school and you're at home or you're too tired, get out of your car and make sure that you're picking that child up. I've never seen so much going on.
If you see children that are just walking down the street, just hey, do you need a ride? Because it just takes seconds. And I look back and think when I used to walk a mile to and from school, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And
it's always walking with
somebody. I could have been a victim. I could have been one of them. Literally, I look back and go, wow, I was walking down like roads. I mean, back in the, the 70s, nobody really thought about it.
Yeah. And then I just want to shout out, there's a new scam going around. Of course, Hollywood Connections have actually found out about this.
Yes.
And I can't really get into it right now, but be careful. Somebody is, and I did some research, and Chrissy and I, and I'll tell you, it's pretty scary. They call them, it's a man, a woman, I'm not sure, computer, and they want to take you to spas and treat you out and get you a limo and lead you on. And, it all sounds great.
Modeling. It's all, you want to take you and take photos of you in gowns and stuff like that.
Exactly.
So it's disguised as modeling.
So Chrissy had that happen to her. And of course, she got very upset about it, that this guy, would not leave her alone.
Right.
So I did do some press releases with her and but just be careful out there. Anything on Craigslist and everything that you're trying to get in the modeling industry, Hollywood Connections is here to help you.
Please reach out to us.
Get connected.
Yes.
Exactly.
We definitely can.
So we have 5 minutes left. So any other last words, anything that you want to talk about?
Yeah, I would love to invite everyone to get their complimentary ticket. If you want to learn how to start or build or grow a business in the arts or the creative industries like graphic design, film, animation, all of those types of things, then our summit's going to be in February, and you can sign up for your free tickets at artapreneurs.com/summit. That's artapreneurs.com/summit. ARTAPreneurs.com/summit. And go ahead and grab that ticket and we'll be looking to see you guys on in February online.
Definitely.
That's so amazing. So you're doing your passion, what you love doing. And what made you travel all over the world?
That was another passion of mine. In fact, I had been able to build a business that created the freedom to give me the power to travel if I wanted to, and I did. Part of it was the catalyst of meeting Stephen here.
Oh, who is in, that's now, are you in the business, Steve, at all? Are you?
So I have my own business, and I will be helping Eris with the Artpreneurs Summit. Mm-hmm.
And what do you do?
I do content strategy.
And tell everybody what that is.
So that is making sure that like your content goes up online in a way that represents your business well.
So you're more
and
branding?
Gets your attention.
Kind of, sort of?
It's like a niche of branding, like a bit of branding.
Okay, very cool that you guys work together. That makes it, you know, special. My mom always said when you have a 2x4 and a 2x4 and it makes a structure and you're already building.
Aw, that is awesome.
Isn't
that cool? Is really cool.
All these like, little things
you're
come
already
out
building. There you go.
I know, my mom used to give. She was amazing. Oh, amazing. Wow. So anyway, so I want to thank you both for being here and give your social media where they can also reach you.
Yeah, so if you want to look us up, it's Arts and Company on Facebook and Instagram. The Artpreneurs brand is out there. We've got some pages and some things like that too. The best place to go is theartpreneurs.com. website to check what we're doing there and how the summit's coming along and to get your free ticket.
Perfect. And Sue, any last words that you'd like to say to anybody around the world about buy the book, buy the horse, and where to go?
My book's on the website. It's elliotshorsetales.com. It's T-A-I-L-S. And I have my little niece, Sage, came to visit today. She's the one that rides my horse, Ellie, Elliot's mom.
Well, come over here, sweetie. Let's get you live on YouTube, Facebook. Wave to everybody.
Hi.
So you get to ride Elliot. You're so lucky.
She rides Ellie's mom.
Ah, Elliot's mom is Ellie. Yes, she snuggles her son. It's so adorable. Yes, and then the other one, who is Lexi? She was the one that was nipping at me, and Chrissy was smacking Lexi. That's so cute. All right, so we're going to stay tuned for Elliot Live, I guess, you know, when he has playtime.
Playtime.
Did anyone come up with that giraffe, who that was? Anybody? Remember, just type in giraffe that was born. You're going to get like...
Giraffe that was born live.
It was always live on Facebook. People are waiting for this baby giraffe to be...
It's okay.
You're playing it up. I'm really getting very compelled to go watch this video.
Yes.
And so, I've got some announcements. Yes. This Sunday, we have a free turkey giveaway at Beaming Hope Church, which is 11,110th Avenue in Largo, Florida. You need to register between 9:30 and 10, and then... We also have a 1,000 toy giveaway on December 13th. Oh. It's December 13th, Friday from 7:30. Register from 6:30 to 7, and kids must be present. And it's a quick little concert, and then everybody gets toys and gift cards, and it's going to be really, really great. And for anybody who would like to donate to the cause, like our church, every penny that you literally put in goes into the community. We won... but the Pinellas County Sheriff, we work with them. They gave an award to the pastor for all of the outreaches that he does at 7-Elevens and in the communities, free food, free haircuts. It's amazing. I mean, Pastor Joe, he's just 24/7 doing, you know, God's work. It's awesome. So please, I'll be there. We'll be singing, and I'll be there Sunday singing again. So we will be there. We have 1 minute.
And give the website.
As www.beaminghope.org.
That's right. And also, remember, give God all the glory and honor and watch things happen in your life. And remember, make it a memorable Thanksgiving. We're not going to be back till next Friday. As you know, you don't know, as someone told me one time, whoever you're with at Thanksgiving, make it fun, memorable, because you don't know if they're going to be there next year.
Right.
You know, and so life goes so fast. And
every day's a gift.
It's too fast. Mm. And, you know, and... I'm Dawn Reese, and we have Mako that said 1 minute, and she's got a big event coming up, and she's going to have that in December, and we're going to put that on social media.
Yes.
We have only 18 seconds left. Is she still on the air? Mako? Okay, so yes, and I'll get you all. What was that? April the giraffe.
April the giraffe.
April the giraffe.
You got 30 seconds.
Yeah,
30
seconds. I just found that.
April the giraffe. Good old April.
Saw that.
So we're going to have Elliot the horse.
And we need anybody who's a songwriter. Uncle Tim, I know you're watching. Please write a song about a horse. And Kim and anybody else that owns stables and other horses and equestrians, please write us a song and you'll be live on the air.
That's right. We'll see you next week with Santa Claus and the elf and children. And it's going to be like kids say the darndest things to Santa.
Yes.
Remember, we love to have you listen. Please share our show. And we look forward to helping you get your own segment here with a special.
WGAM, Clearwater.